Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says the tenor saxophone has been the dominant instrument in jazz for about 60 years now, so there's never been a shortage of good tenor players. The problem is, with so many players, it's difficult for tenor saxophonists to distinguish themselves from the competition. Kevin says one player who stands out from the pack is Joe Lovano. He has this review of Lovano's new album.
The best thing about Joe Lovano is his distinctive sound. Once you've heard him a few times, you can identify him in any context from the first few notes he plays. Joe Lovano has been playing tenor sax since he was in grade school, encouraged by his tenor-playing father, the late Tony Big T Lovano. He was a longtime fixture on the Cleveland jazz scene, which for some reason has spawned a lot of good tenor saxophonists. Joe Lovano says his dad impressed on him the importance of finding his own voice on the horn. Joe's style is earmarked by his carefully tailored vibrato, bluesy sensibility, and a gruff but soothing tone. That sound is sort of like Lovano himself, who's big and affable. And as his ballads make especially clear, he's got taste. This music comes from Joe Lovano's new release called Landmarks, his fourth album as a leader, but his first for a major American label. It's on Blue Note. Lovano has played in a lot of different situations, from the big bands of Woody Herman and Mel Lewis, to the quartet of guitar hero John Scofield, to drummer Paul Motion's free bop trio. On Landmarks, Lovano mostly plays straight-ahead jazz, though some of the material is a little more hectic. But even then, his solos have a strong sense of shape. This is from his piece called Dig This. By the way, that's Mark Johnson on bass and Bill Stewart on drums. Joe Lovano wrote all but one of the tunes on his new album. When he was a kid, he played drums as well as saxophone, and as a player and a writer, he's got a great sense of rhythm. His up-tempo compositions have the same phenomenal drive his fast playing has. Lovano's writing inspires better than usual performances from some of his side folk. Guitarist John Abercrombie is a technically adept player who can sound kind of bland on his own records, but he wails on some of Lovano's tunes. So, you may ask, if Joe Lovano is such a good player and composer and catalyst, how come everybody isn't crowing about him? The answer is, he's at that awkward age. He'll be 40 next year, which makes him too young to be regarded as an elder statesman, and too old to cash in on the current vogue for jazz musicians barely old enough to drive. Some musicians in Lovano's age bracket have taken to calling themselves the Lost Generation, and they're not laughing at the joke. At any rate, it's time folks did start to take notice of Joe Lovano, because he's ready.
Kevin Whitehead is a freelance writer based in New York City. I'm Terry Gross.